The Pennington County State's Attorney is adding 4 new employees to handle additional responsibilities of working with crime victims. The expansion of county government comes on the heels of Amendment S, or Marcy's Law. It was passed by South Dakota voters and takes effect this week. The law offers rights to victims of all crimes and to some of their relatives. The Marcy's Law campaign manager says the amendment relies on a system of notifications that makes additional employees unnecessary. But state's attorney Mark Vargo tells South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks that automated notifications aren't sufficient to give rights to an increased caseload.
A computerized system of notifying victims has been in the works for quite some time and earlier this year went online in certain locations in South Dakota. Now that Amendment S has become law, that notification system, called SAVIN, has to be reprogrammed to include all victims of all crimes rather than just violent felonies and certain misdemeanors. Jason Gloat headed up the Marcy's Law effort. During that campaign, he said no new employees would be necessary to put the amendment into motion. After the election, he reiterated the importance of SAVIN.
Victims will have to invoke their rights through that system, so it doesn't mean that everybody will utilize it, but once you have that system in place, there's no additional cost for utilization of it.
Gloat says informational cards handed out by law enforcement officers will alert victims to the SAVIN system and direct them to a website where they can sign up. But Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo says that process doesn't do nearly enough.
There are requirements for consultation that can't be satisfied that way. SAVIN is not presently set up for it. It is not just about telling people what time court is. If it was, then perhaps they should have campaigned on that. This is not what the amendment says. What the amendment says is that we have duties to victims, and we're going to perform those duties.
Vargo told the Pennington County Commission that his office will deal with 2.5 times more victims and needs at least 4 new employees. One of them is a computer support person who will set up automated notifications for low-level offenses. Vargo says that person will rely on case management software currently used by his office. Vargo told the commission that South Dakota's amendment does not exempt the state from lawsuits brought by victims. Commissioners said they might have to update their insurance to cover that liability. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.